Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Battle Cry of Freedom, The Civil War Era by James M. McPherson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning work of narrative history and a major volume in the Oxford History of the United States series. Published in 1988, it examines the United States from the aftermath of the Mexican-American War through the Civil War and the surrender at Appomattox. Rather than treating the war as an isolated military event, McPherson places it within the political, social, constitutional, economic, and ideological conflicts that made disunion possible. The book is especially known for its synthesis. It explains elections, party realignments, slavery expansion, battlefield strategy, public opinion, emancipation, and state power within a single chronological narrative. Its central concern is not only why the Civil War happened, but how Americans on both sides understood liberty, union, self-government, and slavery. The result is a comprehensive, accessible account for readers seeking both factual breadth and interpretive clarity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, slavery expansion as the central engine of sectional crisis. McPherson presents slavery not as a background condition, but as the central issue that destabilized the political system in the 1840s and 1850s. The territorial gains associated with the Mexican-American War forced Americans to decide whether slavery would expand westward, and that question exposed the limits of compromise. Measures such as the Compromise of 1850, the Kansas-Nebraska Act, and the Dred Scott decision did not resolve the conflict. They intensified it by making slavery a national constitutional problem rather than a regional institution. McPherson shows how disputes over territories became disputes over political power, racial order, property rights, and the meaning of Republican government. The violence in Kansas, the rise of the Republican Party, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, and John Brown's raid appear as linked developments in a widening crisis. The strength of the analysis lies in connecting institutional events to moral and social pressures. By doing so, the book rejects explanations that reduce the war to tariffs, abstract states' rights, or cultural misunderstanding. Those factors mattered, but McPherson makes clear that they became explosive because they were inseparable from slavery and its future. Secondly, opposing definitions of freedom in North and South. The title Battle Cry of Freedom points to one of the book's most important interpretive themes. Both Union and Confederacy claimed to defend freedom, but they meant fundamentally different things. For many white Southerners, freedom was linked to local self-government, racial hierarchy, mastery over labor, and resistance to outside interference. Secessionists described themselves as heirs of the American Revolution, asserting the right to leave a political union they believed had become hostile to their interests. For Northerners, freedom increasingly meant free labor, majority rule, constitutional union, and the preservation of a democratic republic. McPherson does not treat these claims as morally equivalent. He examines how they function politically and ideologically. The Confederacy defended liberty for white citizens while protecting slavery as a foundation of its social order. The Union initially fought to preserve the nation, but the logic of the war pushed it toward emancipation. This contrast allows McPherson to explain why the Civil War became more than a struggle over territory or sovereignty. It became a conflict over which vision of freedom would define the American future. Thirdly, political institutions and party realignment. Before secession, a major achievement of the book is its explanation of how the antebellum party system collapsed. McPherson traces the weakening of the Whigs, the divisions within the Democrats, the rise of nativism, and the emergence of the Republican Party as a sectional force opposed to the expansion of slavery. This political transformation matters because the Civil War did not result simply from long-term social tension, and it emerged through elections, court rulings, congressional fights, and failures of political mediation. The election of 1860 is therefore not presented as a sudden accident, but as the culmination of years of party fragmentation and sectional polarization. McPherson shows that the Republican victory convinced many Southern leaders that their influence within the Union was permanently threatened. Even though Lincoln had not proposed immediate abolition where slavery already existed, the book is careful to show the gap between perception and policy. Fears about the future of slavery often mattered as much as immediate legislation. By making party politics central to the narrative, McPherson explains how democratic institutions can both manage conflict and, under certain conditions, sharpen it. Fourthly, military campaigns interpreted through strategy, resources, and politics. McPherson's account of the war itself integrates battlefield events with broader questions of strategy and national capacity. He covers major campaigns and battles, including Fort Sumter, Antietam, Gettysburg, Vicksburg, the Overland Campaign, Sherman's operations, and Appomattox. But he avoids treating them as isolated episodes of military drama. Instead, He connects them to leadership decisions, logistics, manpower, morale, public opinion, and diplomatic consequences. The Union's advantages in population, industry, transportation, naval power, and finance are presented as crucial, but not automatically decisive. Confederate defensive strategy, capable generals, interior lines, and political will make Union victory uncertain for much of the conflict. McPherson also shows how military outcomes shaped political possibilities. NTTAM enabled Lincoln to issue the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation from a position of strength, while Gettysburg and Vicksburg altered perceptions of momentum. The 1864 election demonstrated that battlefield success and democratic legitimacy were deeply connected. This approach gives readers a clear understanding of why wars are not won by battles alone. They are won through the interaction of armies, governments, economies, societies, and political endurance. Lastly, emancipation and the transformation of Union war aims. One of the book's central developments is the transformation of the Union cause from preservation of the Union into a war that also destroyed slavery. McPherson explains that this shift was neither automatic nor purely idealistic. It emerged from military necessity, enslaved people's own actions, abolitionist pressure, Republican politics, and Lincoln's evolving judgment about what victory required. As enslaved people fled to Union lines, undermined Confederate labor systems, and forced practical decisions on commanders and politicians, slavery became impossible to separate from the conduct of the war. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free all enslaved people immediately, but it changed the legal and moral character of the conflict, weakened the Confederacy, and opened the way for black military service in the Union Army. McPherson treats emancipation as both a policy and a revolutionary consequence of war. Its significance lies in redefining the Union victory. The result was not merely restoration of the old republic, but the beginning of a new constitutional order. The destruction of slavery gave the war a meaning that exceeded its original political objective. In conclusion, Battle Cry of Freedom is best suited for readers who want a serious but readable single-volume account of the Civil War era. It is valuable for students, general history readers, teachers, and anyone seeking to understand how slavery, party politics, constitutional conflict, military strategy, and emancipation interacted. Its practical benefit is intellectual clarity. It helps readers distinguish between immediate triggers and deeper causes, between rhetoric and material interests, and between battlefield events and political consequences. Compared with many Civil War books that focus mainly on generals, battles, or presidential leadership, McPherson's work stands out for its integration. Military history is present in detail, but it is never detached from society, ideology, economics, diplomacy, or democratic politics. Compared with narrower academic studies, it remains accessible without becoming superficial. The book also stands out because it treats the Civil War as an era, not merely a four-year conflict, showing how decisions made in the 1840s and 1850s shaped events in the 1860s. Its enduring reputation comes from this balance of narrative drive, interpretive discipline, and breadth. Readers leave with a fuller understanding of why the war came, how it was fought, and why its outcome transformed the meaning of American freedom. If you would like to support James M. McPherson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.